안녕하십니까? 2017년 10월 1학년 대성모의대학 수학능력시험 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2017년 10월 1학년 대성모의대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Alice, did you pick up the laptop computer from the repair shop?
Oh, I'm sorry. I almost forgot. Can I pick it up this afternoon?
All right. Don't forget to pick it up this time.
2번, 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, do you know where the hammer is?
It may be in the garage. What do you need it for, sweetie?
I'd like to hang this photo frame on the wall.
3번, 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Before wrapping up today's class, I want to talk about something. All of you are obviously aware that the Multimedia Center opened up last month. It's full of a lot of advanced, interactive learning materials, but I heard that only a few students will go to the center. To me, this is extremely surprising because the center is a perfect place to study or just spend quality time. It has new computers, materials for improving your language skills, and audio and video materials such as DVDs and CDs. And all of them are eagerly waiting for you. So I encourage you to visit the center when you have free time at school. I'm sure you'll really enjoy it.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I think we have everything we needed to buy.
Yeah, so do I. Shopping is always hard.
I know. Oh, did you get all the receipts?
Yes, I did. But I didn't seem to have any items to exchange or refund, so I threw them away.
Really? Where did you throw them?
I put them into the trash can at the store.
Oh, you shouldn't throw away your receipts anywhere.
Why? Taking them home adds to more trash.
But some receipts have your personal information, and someone can use them.
Are you serious? People can get my personal information from a receipt?
Well, according to some articles, there are cases of crimes using the card number listed on the receipt.
Really? I didn't know that.
Keep in mind that you shouldn't throw them away carelessly.
Got it. Thank you. I'll remember that for next time. Hello.
Hi, Stella. This is Kevin Brown.
Oh, Kevin. How have you been? I read your article about K-pop music a few days ago. It was very interesting.
Oh, you mean the article in the last issue of our magazine? Thank you, Stella. Can I talk to you for a minute if you're not busy?
Sure. What's up?
Well, I'm going to write an article for our magazine about the greatest singers of our time, including you.
Including me? Oh, I'm really honored. Thank you for picking me as one of the greatest singers.
My pleasure. I'd like to interview you for the article. Is that okay with you?
Sure. Why don't we talk together over lunch? I'm free this Friday.
Why not? Okay, let me call you again after I book a restaurant. Jennifer, look. I've just finished organizing your new room.
Oh, Dad, thanks a lot. You put my desk under the window.
Yes, I think it's good to let in sunlight. I also put a desk lamp beside the computer to help you with your studying and reading.
Great. Oh, why did you place the piano next to the door?
Well, considering the size of the piano, it would be the most appropriate place.
I see. Why are the three teddy bears on the piano?
While we were organizing, I found them. You played with them as a child, didn't you?
Oh, I remember them. They are so cute.
Yeah. What about the clock hanging on the wall then?
I like the heart-shaped clock.
I'm glad you like it.
Thank you, Dad. I love my new room. Hello?
Honey, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. What's up?
When are you going to get off work today?
Well, I think I'll be leaving at about 6 o'clock this afternoon.
That's great. Then can I ask you a favor? You know I have a big presentation tomorrow, so I took my suit to the dry cleaners yesterday.
Oh, did you? What color is it?
It's the gray suit I bought last month. It needs to be picked up this evening, but I'll have to work overtime to prepare for the presentation.
All right. You mean the dry cleaners in front of our house?
That's right. I know they close at 8 p.m.
Don't worry. I'll pick it up for you. Don't work too hard. I'll see you at home, honey.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Jake. How was your trip to Europe during the vacation?
It was awesome. Didn't you say that you were going to Austria?
I did, but I canceled.
Oh, what happened?
Do you remember that I applied for a science camp that was to be held during the vacation?
Yes, I do. But you said you couldn't take part in the camp because there were too many applicants.
Yes, I did. But fortunately, I got a phone call that a vacancy came up, so I could take part in it.
Great. You really wanted to join that camp, didn't you?
Right. It was such a great experience to meet young and talented scientists.
You had a good time, even though you didn't travel to Austria.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity to study more about science. Good afternoon. How can I help you?
I'd like to buy some coffee beans. Can you recommend a good type to me?
Sure. This coffee is from Colombia, and that one is from Indonesia. They are most popular these days.
How much are they?
Colombian coffee is $40 per pack, and Indonesian coffee is $30 per pack.
I'll take two of the Indonesian. Do you have paper filters?
Yes. This pack has 100 filters.
It looks good. How much is it?
It's $50, but there's 20% off today.
That's good. Can I get a discount on the coffee as well?
I'm afraid you can't. Sorry.
Okay. I'll take one pack of paper filters.
Here you are. Two packs of Indonesian coffee and a pack of paper filters.
Thank you. I'd like to pay by credit card.
10번 대화를 듣고 MK 스포츠 센터에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Kathy, you look healthy these days. Have you been exercising?
Yes, I started working out at a fitness center. I guess that's why.
Really? That's good. Actually, I am looking for a fitness center. Which one do you go to?
I go to MK Sports Center.
Oh, I think I've heard of it before. Where is it?
It's located on 7th Avenue near City Hall.
Okay. When does it open and close? I have a violin class on Mondays.
It's closed on Mondays.
Oh, that's good. So what's the best way to get there? I'm thinking of going there by car.
Unfortunately, it doesn't have a parking lot. So you can use the free shuttle bus at City Hall.
Great. I'll visit the center this afternoon to sign up.
Good for you.
11번 2017 탑 러프 암벽 등반 대회에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm happy to announce the 2017 Top Rope Rock Climbing Competition. Now in its 10th year, this competition is one of the most famous indoor rock climbing competitions. It'll take place on Saturday, October 21st, 2017, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Adventure Climbing Center. Entry fee is $10 for students and $15 for adults. The competition will be divided into three categories: beginner, intermediate, and advanced. Prizes will be awarded to the top three winners in each category. If you don't want to climb, just come to watch as well. Spectators can watch it at no charge. If you have any questions, please email us at adventure@trrcc.org. Thank you for listening.
(12번) 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 예약할 캠프장을 고르시오.
Honey, what are you looking at?
Oh, it's a flyer of the campgrounds in Melton. Have a look at it, and then let's choose one for our camping trip next weekend.
Sure. Which do you prefer, the one close to a beach or the one close to a mountain?
Oh, the one close to a beach. I'd really like to swim.
Me too. Then what about barbecue facilities? Do you think we need them?
Yes, we do. I can't imagine camping without a barbecue.
Absolutely. Now there are two campsites that meet our needs.
Right. One has a swimming pool and the other has a price advantage. It's $20 cheaper a day.
Well, I don't think we need a swimming pool since it's near the beach.
You're right. Okay, then let's book the cheaper one.
Sounds good.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sally, I heard that you've got a new roommate in your dormitory.
Right. Her name is Amy. She came in from Seattle.
Seattle? That's a long way from your hometown, New York, isn't it?
It is. You know, she's completely different from me in every way, including the hometown.
Really? How so?
Well, I like summer most, but she likes winter most.
Sounds interesting. How else are you different from her?
I like romantic movies, but she likes horror movies.
Really? You are really different from each other. How about food?
Oh, we are very different. As you know, I'm a vegetarian.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Rachel, you look down.
Hi, Steve. I'm worried because I gained so much weight recently.
Just avoid eating fatty foods.
I'm already doing that. The problem is that the doctor says I have to exercise, but I don't have enough time for that.
In that case, why not use the stairs to exercise?
Use the stairs? How?
You just use the stairs instead of elevators when going up a few floors.
Sounds good, but does it really work?
It does. Walking up the stairs burns 1.5 times more calories than walking on flat ground.
Great. But is there a way to motivate me to walk up the stairs?
I use a smartphone application to check how many stairs I have climbed every day.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 린다가 패트릭에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Linda is working at a front desk of the Lexington Hotel. Every day, she deals with a lot of guests and makes sure they feel comfortable while they're staying at the hotel. Now she's talking with Patrick, one of the guests, on the phone. Patrick says he's staying in room 1304. and he complains that he cannot use the hot water in the bathroom. Listening to him, Linda says she's very sorry for the inconvenience. Patrick replies he wants someone to fix it as soon as possible. Linda thinks the problem should be solved immediately and wants to let him know what she is thinking. In this situation, what would Linda most likely say to Patrick?
Hello,
listeners. I'm Julia Smith from Green Sports Center. Have you ever had water in your ears while swimming? If you ignore water in your ear, you may develop ear problems. Here are some ways to prevent that from happening. First, wear a swimming cap to help protect your ears from getting wet while you are swimming. It is important to put the swimming cap on properly with the ears completely covered. Earplugs can be an alternative to a swimming cap to prevent water from entering the outer ear. But take care not to push the plugs in too deeply. You also need to dry your ears thoroughly after swimming. Use a clean, soft towel to gently pat your outer ear. Last, another option for getting ears completely dry is to use a hair dryer. Hold it about 30 centimeters away from your ear when doing this. Be sure to consider these points when you are planning on going swimming.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, listeners. I'm Julia Smith from Green Sports Center. Have you ever had water in your ears while swimming? If you ignore water in your ear, you may develop ear problems. Here are some ways to prevent that from happening. First, wear a swimming cap to help protect your ears from getting wet while you are swimming. It is important to put the swimming cap on properly with the ears completely covered. Earplugs can be an alternative to a swimming cap to prevent water from entering the outer ear. But take care not to push the plugs in too deeply. You also need to dry your ears thoroughly after swimming. Use a clean, soft towel to gently pat your outer ear. Last, another option for getting ears completely dry is to use a hair dryer. Hold it about 30 centimeters away from your ear when doing this. Be sure to consider these points when you are planning on going swimming.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 물품이 아닌 것은? (18번부터는) 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.